For the first time, Murphy heard an ominous sound, a low rumble that filled the empty space, but he was not sure what he was hearing.
Ah, I see, Professor Murphy, by your perked-up ears, that you are ready to meet your match.
Murphy sighed. So now it really begins, he thought. Then came the second, much more ominous sound. Something crashed against the metal door from the other side. Something that Murphy suddenly realized was about to come shooting out that metal door, heading directly for him.
Say, Methuselah, aren't you going to tease me first with a look at your latest artifact, so I at least know what it is that will make you try so hard to kill me?
Yes, you do know I love to have my sport with you, Murphy. I actually wish you could live to get this one. It's hot stuff. Tell me, what made you so excited about seeing the word Daniel from me today?
Before Murphy could answer, there was another, even louder banging against the door. Murphy could not help but flinch where he stood and looked anxiously at the rattling metal.
Up to now, you've put into play some amazing artifacts from biblical times, Methuselah. I don't know how you got them, but I never would have found them on my own. And Daniel, well, you know he was the most important prophet of all. I have studied him for years. Let me at least get a good close look at whatever Daniel artifact you've gotten your hands on.
No. Enough talk, Murphy. You're about to get a closer look than you'll want, because tonight, you're not going to study Daniel. You are going to get to be Daniel.
With a metallic clang, the sliding door at the other end of the room was raised. A full-grown lion stood roaring in the doorway. Murphy could not help but marvel at the tawny color, the tensile muscles along its flanks, its full mane, and the way the bright floodlights from the walls made the claws practically sparkle. The lion, however, was wasting no time admiring Murphy. With a roar that echoed from every wall and a propulsive spring of all four powerful legs, the lion bore down on Murphy like an easy meal for the taking. On pure instinct, Murphy threw himself to the floor, landing with a jarring thud just to the left of where he had been standing, but close enough to smell the full hot blast of foul breath from the lion's mouth.
Come on, Murphy, don't run. Make a fight of it, be a man.
The lion's claws braked on the wooden floor as its roaring head swept from side to side. Angry flecks of saliva pelted Murphy. After the first landed on his face, Murphy was already moving again, rolling twice and scrambling to his feet. Without stopping, he reached one of the wooden poles of the netting and swung himself back up into the net. The lion was in close pursuit and swiped its front paw within an inch of Murphy's leg. Having missed once, the lion swung the razor claws again without resting, and again just missed. The third swipe ripped Murphy's left sleeve to shreds. Before he could get raked again, Murphy bounced up from the net. He landed a few feet away, back on the ropes, and without stopping, he bounced up again. The lion swatted at the rope again and again, but looked frustrated and confused by this bouncing prey. Between the wooden floor, which was slippery to its back claws, and the netting, which was tangling his front claws, the lion writhed and roared in frustration. Murphy kept bouncing as far from the lion as he could get each time, because he knew that the moment the lion connected with him, even with a glancing blow, it could be his last moment on earth.
Murphy, stop playing popcorn and come down and give the pussycat a chance to really play with you.
I'll come down, Murphy thought, but not the way you're thinking. He reached into his pocket and pulled out his army knife. He did not wish to intentionally take another creature's life, even though the beast had four paws full of blades to this one. Instead, as the lion clawed and tried to jump up toward him, Murphy stumbled to one of the poles in four bounds. There, he slashed the rope, holding the netting to the pole.
Murphy, that's not fair, Methuselah screamed. Don't talk to me about fair, you maniac,